Hey, welcome back for another time of praising and worshiping God. And I'm so glad you're here today. I'm Pastor Chris. What's your name? Cool. It's good to see you here. Let's sing and praise God.
Number one, so I jump up and down to
Now it's time to get ready for our lesson today, our Bible history. All right? Something cool that happened that God wants you to know. So as we get ready, let's reach up. Let's grab your pay attention glasses. Cool. Let's put your listening ears on. Reach up. Click them into place. All right, let's get our mouths ready so we can listen and not have them going. Let's zip. Let's lock. And let's button. Awesome. Let's ask God to be with us today. Let's put our hands together and let's do that now. God, thanks for being awesome. Thanks for wanting us to know you. Help us to know you better today. In Jesus' name, amen. So, how many of you out there can say your ABCs? Raise your hand. All right. Let's say the first couple of letters together. We won't have to go through the whole alphabet. But so A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Oh, let's keep going. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Did you get them all? Okay, cool. So letters, how do we use them? Yeah, we put them together and we spell words. Well, I have a great word today. And that word is awesome. Now, if we put together the words, the letters, the wrong way, do we get the right word? No, so we have to make sure we put them together the right way. So we're going to talk about the word awesome today. All right? Awesome. Here we go. You might say that as like, wow, that's awesome when we see something really exciting or cool. But awesome is a word that really describes God, because God can do things that we can't do. He's God. He can do the things that no one else can do, and that's awesome. So some awesome things that God did, he parted the Red Sea to save the Israelites so they could walk through. That was, what's our word? Awesome, right? Awesome. Or, you know what? He saved Noah and his family in the ark and then sent a rainbow in the sky to promise that he'd never flood the earth again. That was awesome. You got it. And when we see the work that God did when he made this earth, you know, things like the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, animals, people, that is awesome. Yeah. So another awesome thing, God came to earth. Got too awesome. God came to earth as a man named Jesus, as a way for us to be with God forever. And that is awesome. Yeah. And Jesus, our God, is awesome. That's right. Jesus, when he was here on earth, did many awesome miracles. He calmed the storm. That was awesome. He fed 5,000 people with a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish. That was awesome. He gave a blind man his sight. That's awesome. Jesus did all these things and so much more. He performed all of these miracles so he could show us that he is God's son, the promised savior. So when people saw all the awesome things that Jesus was doing, they began to believe. They began to follow him. Jesus is God and he is awesome. That's right. One of the miracles Jesus performed was for a royal official. Let's look all royal. I don't know, maybe stand tall. I don't know, maybe like a crown or something. Yeah. So one of the miracles Jesus performed was for this official who worked in the king's court. And he had a son who was very sick with a fever. Everybody give me a, yeah, yeah. All right. So when the official heard that Jesus was nearby, he decided to go and find him. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon when the man found Jesus. Well, he told Jesus about his son and begged him to come to the house and please heal his son. Jesus loved this man and his son too, and he knew exactly what this man and his son Jesus needed. So Jesus said, "You may go, your son will be okay." Huh, that's interesting. So what do you think happened when Jesus said these words? Go ahead, shout it out. Huh. When the man heard these words, he trusted that Jesus was speaking with the truth. So he got up, began to walk home. And on the way home, this official, as he wasn't even back to his house yet, the servants came running towards him. "Sir, sir, sir, your son is healed and he's no longer sick with a fever." Huh. "What time was he healed?" the official asked. He said, "At 1 o'clock in the afternoon." That's exactly the same time when Jesus said, "Your son will live, he will be healed." Jesus is awesome. That's right. So when the man realized that Jesus had healed his son, he was filled with awe. That's where awesome comes from. So, awe. Yeah, because this was something that no one else could do. Only God could do that. As soon as Jesus spoke these words, the boy was healed. Jesus wasn't anywhere near him. He didn't have to see him, listen to his heartbeat like sometimes the doctors do with a stethoscope, or take his temperature. Jesus knew exactly what the boy needed, and Jesus healed him. When the royal official realized everything that happened, he was amazed. He knew that Jesus was the Son of God. He knew that God is like anyone or anything else. And that day, he and his whole household chose to believe and trust in Jesus. Man, friends, Jesus is awesome. That's right. He's our great and powerful and holy God. And he knows you and he knows me. And because of Jesus, we can know God too. In the Bible, Jesus tells us that when we see him and everything he does, we're seeing God. Because Jesus is God, he came to earth so we could know him, the one true God. So when we get to know Jesus, when we learn how awesome he is, I don't know about you, friends, but it makes me want to shout with praise. Yay, God is awesome. So let's tell Jesus how awesome he is and how much we love him. So who is awesome? Oh, I didn't hear you. You could be more excited about that. Who is awesome? Yes, Jesus is. Who is awesome? Yes, it's Jesus. Last time, really, really loud this time. Who is awesome? Yes, friends, Jesus is awesome. Now, maybe you might have a time when you realized how awesome Jesus is. That's possible. Think about that. Yeah, Jesus does some really amazing things, not just back then, but even today. So during respond time, if you want, maybe get a piece of paper and a crayon or a pen, and you can draw or write something that you thought of to remind you of how awesome Jesus is. And then this week, maybe hang it on the wall or somewhere you see it, like on the bathroom mirror, or, you know, so every time you brush your teeth, you can look and remember how awesome Jesus is. That's a great way to remember. And every time you see it, you can praise God for how awesome he is.
Top of my head, way down to my toes. I can't keep it all inside. I wanna jump with all my might. From the top of my head, way down to my toes. I can't keep it all inside. I wanna dance with all my might.
keep it all inside. I wanna dance with all my might. Everybody, everywhere, raise your hand up in the air and say, Jesus. Jesus is alive. Everybody, everywhere, raise your hand up in the air and say, Jesus. Jesus is alive. Everybody, everywhere, raise your hand up in the air and say, Jesus. Jesus is alive. Everybody, everywhere, raise your hand up in the air and say, Jesus. Jesus is alive.
So, we talked about how awesome he is. And awesome is means filled with awe. Everybody give me the wow. Yeah, the wow kind of face. Yeah, that's it. And so as I say the blessing, I want you to listen to each word. And when I say awesome, I want you to raise your hands up like this. All right? So let's start with our hands held out. When I say the word awesome, we're going to raise them to let God know how awesome he is, okay? May you know that Jesus is awesome. Yeah. May this truth be something that's always on your mind. Walk out today and share with others how awesome Jesus truly is. Thanks, friends.